Now there was a man of the hill country of Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, the 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse and also spoke it in my hearing. Behold, the silver is with me, I took it. And his mother said, blessed be my son by the Lord. He then returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. And his mother said, I wholly consecrate the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son, to make a carved image and a cast metal image. So now I will return them to you. So when he returned the silver to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the silversmith, who made them into a carved image and a cast metal image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod and household idols and consecrated one of his sons, so that he might become his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he was staying there. Then the man left the city Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he would find a place. And as he made his journey, he came to the hill country of the Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Micah said to him, and I am going to stay wherever I may find a place. Micah then said to him, stay with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver, a year's supply of clothing, and your sustenance. So the Levite went in. The Levite agreed to live with the man, and the young man became to him like one of his sons. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will prosper me, because I have a Levite as a priest.